Heidi and Frank show. If you're a Lisa Lampanelli fan, you need to go see her perform at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills on March 1st because it's probably going to be your last chance to see her.
What are you talking about?
Because she's going to do a big one-woman show on Broadway.
Oh, wow. That's right. Yeah.
So she's not going to be doing the tour that much, I don't think, anymore. Is Lisa on the phone with us?
Hey, Lisa.
She's not on the phone yet. I thought you said she was.
Oh.
You said she's not there?
We got all excited.
No, she's not there.
Then you shook your head yes, like she was there.
Because I thought you said, she's not. And I was like, right. We had a whole conversation that was misinterpreted.
Oh, Lisa.
Awesome, Sammy. Oh, all right, well. Sammy, you're going to play the role of Lisa Lampanelli until Lisa Lampanelli gets on the phone, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, we're here with Lisa Lampanelli. Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
So is this going to be the last time we are able to see you at the Canyon Club since you're doing the big Broadway one-woman show?
Well, not the last time, but I will be taking a little break when I do my Broadway show.
What inspired you to do the one-woman show?
Well, I just felt like people needed to hear about my real life.
Hang on, a call waiting.
Oh, yeah, let's see. Who's on the other line? Is this Lisa Lampanelli?
Well, yes, it is. Are you guys mocking me openly,
well,
I hope?
Yes, of course.
We thought you were there, and then you weren't there, so we had our producer, Sammy, fill in for you. Just because we were already talking and asking questions, and then it got awkward and felt weird.
Oh, my God. Ask me the same questions, and I'll totally give you unfunny responses, too.
Yeah, our Sammy's known for that.
Yeah.
Now, we were saying that, obviously, we can see you at the Canyon Club on March 1st, but is this going to be one of the last times we can see you because you're going to be on Broadway doing your one-woman show?
But comedy will always be something I do, you know? Because, hey, let's be honest. Who else is going to call everybody the C word if I'm not out there to do it?
Exactly.
And that is the best word. We all know it. We all love it. Because, you know what? Any woman would rather be called the C word than be called fat.
That is absolutely true.
We know that fat is the most horrible word on the planet,
yeah.
Worse than the N-word and everything else.
If I call you
but
Lisa...
nobody's calling Lisa that anymore because I see your pictures here and you've lost over 100 pounds.
You're a skinny C.
Yeah, I lost 107 pounds, but actually I just took like a little dump right now.
Yeah.
So it's rounded up to a buck 10.
All right. So, but why'd you finally decide to lose the weight? Did you get tired of dating black guys?
Well, no. I did marry a white guy, because...
Jimmy Big Balls.
I wanted a guy with no kids, so I had to go white. So, eventually I said, you know what? I want to live longer to torture this white bastard, so I might as well get this operation. Actually, he also got the weight loss surgery. He lost 98 pounds, but he still has enormous balls, so that's how we know God still hates me.
Jimmy Big Balls, yeah.
You look fantastic. So was it the surgery you mentioned? Was it a gastric bypass? What kind of surgery?
It's this new thing called the gastric sleeve, which basically all that means is they rip out 98% of your stomach so that you can't really eat much. It's not very invasive. It's laparoscopic. And honestly, like, you can't get your stomach back. I know for a fact they're using mine to cover the infield at Yankee Stadium.
I've always been curious about that, though, Lisa, because a lot of people say, you know, oh, I had the gastric bypass. Maybe that's why the sleeve is different, where they go, oh, I just stretched, you know, they gave my stomach the size of an egg, and I just stretched it back out, and I'm fat again.
Right. Man, yeah, the bypass, there is a lot of problems with that. But our doctor told us you can't stretch it out because, honestly, seriously, you guys, you would laugh if you saw me eat because I eat like 3 bites and I'm full. And this is 2 years later almost. So hopefully it'll stay off. You know, hey, if I don't, I get fat again and I have another hour of material. What are you going to do?
That is true.
Now, the foods that you eat, do you have to eat healthy since you can only eat 3 bites? Is it like you eat like 3 sticks of Kit Kat and then that's enough, or do you have to eat healthy?
Yes, you can, but then you're really tired and feel horrible. And I got to like do shows and stuff. So I try to eat decently, but hell, at least one of those bites is going to be dessert because I'm not going to be one of those bitches.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I hate
them. Can you
them.
Still booze?
You know, the great part is, too, like for energy, you got to eat a lot of protein. See, protein's good, man. There's nothing wrong with a steak. There's nothing wrong with stuff like that. And so I'll never again have to be the person who eats salad. Oh, really? All you're having is a salad. Oh, shove it up your seat.
You have one bacon bit and be stuffed.
Yeah, all bloated.
No, I just couldn't. Shut up.
So how long have you been wanting to do a one-woman show on Broadway? Is this something you've been working on for a while?
Yeah, the thing's been 3 years in progress, and it's supposedly going up in the fall in October. We tried it again this last weekend in Buffalo, which, by the way, thanks to my Jew agent for booking me in Buffalo in January.
Oh, you'd be fired.
Yeah, really genius right there. So basically, yeah, I wanted to do it for a while because it's not super serious. It's really, really funny. But it does tell the story of, like, this weight journey and all this crap that I had to go through with men and food and how it all kind of intertwined.
Now, Lisa, I have a question. I have a question for you, Lisa, because when you're I've seen your show, and, I mean, one of the funniest. Go see her. It is your stomach hurts from laughing. And I love you, and I've loved you forever. So I've seen your show, and I wonder if you can get before when you were heavier, get away with more than now when you're, like, this hot, skinny chick.
Oh, no, because I'll never be hot. Like, I, from the neck down in clothes, I'm okay.
Uh-huh.
But from the neck up, I'm still an old hag. And by the way, I got all my hair cut off, so I look like some cross between Miley Cyrus and Marge Simpson. It's like bright blue. It's like, what is this midlife crisis happening here? So I'm always funny looking anyway. Like, I'll never be a threat to anyone.
Okay.
So I think, and also I'm angrier now that I can't eat to supplement all the feelings that you want to push down.
Right.
So basically, I'm a bigger bitch than I was before. So.
Oh, all right.
That's why stand-up is more fun even now, because I get to get it out on stage instead of unsuspecting people at the post office.
So when people go see the show at the Canyon Club on March 1st, is it going to be maybe a little bit of the one-woman show, or is it going
That's Broadway, because
completely,
you know,
separate.
You have to do new material there. But this is going to be all new stuff that I've written in the past year or so about the weight loss, about The Apprentice, about all the stuff, all the stuff that's too edgy for Broadway. Let's put it this way. If they like edge, if they like, you know, the insults and stuff like that, that this is the stuff they're going to like at the Canyon Club.
Oh, definitely. You got to go see Lisa live. If you haven't seen her specials on, on Comedy Central and HBO and everything, then you got to go see her live at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills on March 1st. For tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com and follow her on Twitter at Lisa Lampanelli.
We love you, Lisa.
Oh, you guys are so cool. And I saw you tweeted about me today. I'm going to tweet you back.
Yeah, tweet us.
Congratulations on all your success. I know that one-woman show on Broadway is going to be a super hit. You're going to be there for a long time.
Oh, thank you, you guys. I'll see you in Agoura, baby.
That's right.
Thanks, Lisa.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Yeah, that's out in my hood again.
I know.
The Canyon Club. I got to go see Lisa Lampanelli.
Gotcha.
We should make a night of that. It's March 1st, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. It's a great, Canyon Club's a great place to see. I mean, it's like, it's an intimate setting, but it's pretty big.
I was going to ask her, I wonder if people come out, I'm sure they do, come up to her on the street and be like, insult me. Because it's like an honor now at this point. Like, if she picks you out and she's going to, insult you, you go to the show, that would be awesome.
It's going to be a great show. Agoura Hills, Canyon Club, Ticketmaster.com, March 1st. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.